Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Shell right now, Raj. She's got a couple of horses stabled. Well, I'll call pretending to be from animal control.
Oh, they got loose.
That's right. Her friends thought of this.
Hello?
Hey, hello, is Michelle there?
This is she.
Michelle, this is Steve with County Animal Control. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm calling because one of your, or apparently a couple of your horses have gotten out.
What?
On street.
Yeah? And,
yeah, they sort of, there was an accident or they broke out or something, and we had to be called in to round them up.
Oh, my God. We don't, when we feed, there's a little slide gate. I mean, okay, where are they at now?
Well, the mare ran off.
What?
We've got the pony.
Oh, God.
We're going to track the mare down. I got a guy going after her right now, but it was kind of rough there, and she did kick somebody.
What?
Well, yeah, he had to go to the hospital. I mean, he should be okay.
She kicked somebody?
Yeah, when they were trying to, you know, lasso her there.
Well, where are you at now?
I'm just down from there.
Okay, give me 3 minutes and I'll be over there. I'm just right around the corner.
It's just really, I needed to let you know about the fine that's involved with this.
What?
Well, anytime we're called out on a job this big, there is a $1,000 fine for letting them get loose.
No way. They're behind padlock and key. I mean, I don't...
Hang on. Did you get her? All right, they got her.
$1,000 fine?
Yeah, and it, I mean, you can see why. I mean, I had to have 5 guys come out to round up your horses. And
to round up a pony and a mare? You got to have 5 guys? Apparently, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing.
All right, now that's not necessary. We did you a favor. We came out here and got...
Why didn't you just call me from the get-go?
Your animals, which were probably poorly stabled to begin with.
I'm sorry?
And we get called out on these jobs all the time. We have to charge people to cover our expenses.
Well, I don't have $1,000.
You own 2 horses. I don't believe that.
Because I own 2 horses, I have $1,000?
Well, you're rich enough to afford horses.
What? This is... Bullshit. I want my horses
not...
to come and get them right now. What are you going to do? Hold them from me?
Well, if you're going to be uncooperative, I mean, I got to...
Uncooperative?
I got Bobby in the hospital.
Number one, it takes 5 guys to get a pony and a little mare.
Well, we got a wild horse running down the street.
He's not a wild horse. All you got to get is a damn bucket of feed and shake it.
This is personal, man. I wasn't going to tell you that. Tell
about
you this.
It. Because I own 2 horses?
Just listen to me.
You listen to me.
My son-in-law, Bobby, was on this job, and your horse kicked him right in the onions. And that's why he had to go to the hospital. Okay?
Okay, your son-in-law...
You have any idea how painful that is?
Well, depends on how large he is, I
All
guess.
Bring her over here. They're
going
to bring they're bringing the mare over to me now. What? Oh, hang on to her.
What is going on?
Oh, he got me! Oh! Oh, they hurt!
Oh, my God. Who did this?
Bring me some ice!
Who did this?
Make the swelling go down!
I think they need to be massaged.
Oh, my God!
Michelle?
It's Christine and Raj.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
The horses are fine.
Okay, I'm half dressed, and I'm going to kill
you. Well, now I'm swelling.
This is from Sandy, Stormy, and Patrick.
Oh, my God!
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.